Maseches Kiddushin, Perek Alf, Mishnah Ches. This Mishnah talks about various rites that were performed in connection with karbanos that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Hasmichos, smicha, which was when a person bringing the karban, they themselves would lean their hands on the head of the animal right before it was slaughtered. The hatnufos, and the waving around of parts of the animal, and this was done both by the person bringing the karban and by a kohen. The hahagashos, and the bringing close of a karban mincha to the mizbeach, which was done by a kohen. The hakamitzos, and by a karban mincha, the kohen would take his three middlemost fingers and would use those to scoop out between those three fingers and his palm a certain amount of grain from the karban mincha. So that was called kamitza. The haktores, and the burning of the various karbanos. The hamalikos, and when a karban was a bird, it was killed in a special method where the kohen would use an extra long fingernail on his hand to pierce or to cut the bird's neck. The ha'azais, and the hazah, which was the sprinkling of the blood from the bird. The hakabalos, or the collection of the blood from the other animals. Nehagos bo'anoshim, that was done by men, those various parts of the mitzvahs had to be conducted by a man, v'lev anashim, they were not conducted by women. Chutz, except, mimincha saitu unazira, the karban mincha that was brought by a saitu unazira, shehem menifais, they would actually wave them, they would perform a rite of waving those specific karbanis. Mishnah Tes. Kol mitzvah shehi tluya va'aretz, any mitzvah which is contingent on land. So, for example, truma or meiser is contingent on your having land, it applies to the land and not to the person. Those mitzvahs which are on the land and not on the person, einan heges ela va'aretz, they only are applied in the land in Eretz Yisrael. The she'ena tliya ba'aretz, and those that are not contingent on the land, like for example, they give is tefillin, neheges bein ba'aretz bein mechutz la'aretz, that mitzvah applies both in Eretz Yisrael and outside of Yisrael. Chutz, with the exception of min ha'arla, arla is the restriction on the first 3 years of the fruit of certain trees, that applies both in Eretz Yisrael and chutz la'aretz. Behakilayim and klayim, which is klayi kerem, you weren't supposed to plant two certain types of plants too close together. You really need to see Maseches Klayim for all the halachas of that. And this is actually klayim here is only a gzeira d'rabbanan. It's not actually applied in chutz la'aretz midaraisa. And Rabbi Eliezer adds af min hachadash. Also, chadash applies in chutz la'aretz. Chadash is the iser on eating any wheat that was planted and harvested after Pesach until the following Pesach. So that also applies, according to Rabbi Eliezer, outside of Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz as well. So if you have wheat that is planted and harvested outside of Eretz Yisrael, you have to wait until after Pesach in order to be able to consume it.